1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court expected to rule this morning over whether former President Donald Trump has broad immunity over prosecution for any actions that he took as president. For any actions there, former top aide Steve Bannon reporting to prison today for his four-month sentence for refusing to testify before Congress about January 6th. Former Presidents Obama and Clinton among the Democrats doubling down, it said, on their support for Joe Biden even after last week's disastrous debate performance.
Political reports Biden's family is urging him to fire or demote top campaign aides for not preparing him to go on the attack and for overworking him before the debate. A new poll shows 72% of registered voters do not believe Biden has the mental or cognitive health necessary to serve as president.
ABC's M. Nguyen. Boeing agreeing to a deal with the Justice Department that would avoid a trial over 737 MAX crashes that killed hundreds of people. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Milwaukee Brewers still aren't saying why an escalator malfunctioned at American Family Field that broke while people were riding it Saturday. 11 people were injured. 6 of them had to go to the hospital. It's not clear exactly what happened or when the escalator might go back in service. Senator Bernie Sanders says he understands Democrats' concerns about President Biden.
But if we are going to protect democracy, if we're going to protect workers' rights, if we're going to deal with climate change, if we're going to deal with women's rights, the choice is absolutely clear.
Sanders, speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front, Sanders gave several speeches around Wisconsin last week. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. One person can't stay in their home after a fire caused significant damage. It happened early yesterday morning on Racine Road on Madison's west side. The fire department says a neighbor spotted smoke and growing flames on the back porch, which ended up spreading to the attic. Luckily, no one was hurt. And the estranged husband of a missing Dodge County woman has been arrested for using her credit cards to buy things like a carpet cleaner, gloves, and stain remover. That's all according to the criminal complaint against him. Crystal Rash has been missing for weeks now. That criminal complaint says her phone last pinged in Adams County, near land owned by the family of her estranged husband, Zachariah Rash. The two were in the middle of a divorce, and Crystal had a domestic abuse restraining order against him. If you or someone you care about is facing domestic violence, there are people ready to help. You can text START to 88788 when it feels safe. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers head to Colorado. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The first place Brewers open a 4-game series tonight against the Rockies at Coors Field in Denver. Milwaukee with a 7-1 win over the Cubs thanks to another grand slam by Bryce Turang. How have the Brewers been able to tie a major league record with 5 grand slams in just 8 games? Manager Pat Murphy.
It's a secret plan how to hit homers with the bases loaded. We bought it. It was a recipe online and got it.
Meanwhile, the Cubs losing their 7th consecutive series on the road. Craig Counsell, Astros starter Kyle Hendricks, looked overwhelmed, giving up a home run to Yelich and a grand slam to Turang in the 4th.
It was a little bit, right? Look, we can still get out of that inning, too. And it's a 3-1 game, and he made some pitches, and they put him over the fence.
NBA, Paul George has told the Clippers he'll not return. He might be headed to Philadelphia. Meanwhile, there's been a rumor for weeks the Bucks were shopping 36-year-old Brooke Lopez around, but so far, no new developments. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
We have thunderstorms with heavy rain possible late tonight, tomorrow, and especially tomorrow night. We're talking 1 to 2 inches or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. Today's looking good, though. Sunny, 74. Storms late tonight, tomorrow, with a high tomorrow near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
You're going to find incredible savings during the 4th of July sale at Verlo Mattress. We dare you to compare our American-made, locally crafted, factory direct mattresses. You see, we handcraft every Verlo mattress locally and pass the savings on to you. And every mattress we make is backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Save big when you upgrade to an adjustable base. And the more you buy, the more you save on pillows, sheets, and mattress protectors. But you'd better hurry. American-made, locally crafted. Verlo.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as we take a look back at what happened over the weekend and get you prepared for July 4th. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Joe, he went on to say.
But I know what I do know. I know how to tell the truth. I know right from wrong. But I know how to do this job. I know how to get things done. And I know, like millions of Americans know, when you get knocked down, you get back up.
Oh, there's the money shot. There's the money line. Joe. We're going to counter the mainstream media today. It's going to be the whole show. Just me saying, Joe. Okay.
Where was that Joe on Thursday, though?
Well, okay, you know what? Don't start buzz-killing me. Who said, just because Dumbledore was off his game doesn't mean you vote for Voldemort? Who said that?
Nobody is saying they're going to vote
Frangela,
for Voldemort.
Frangela said that, and they gave me life.
It's okay to vote for Joe Biden, but wish you had someone with more vitality.
Oh, my God. Are you really going to start to
live
like this?
All yes, right. I am.
This is why we have General Russell Honoré on. He gave such great... It's what we need, a general to yell at us. He had some really great just tweets and threads, I can't remember which, about, you know, and it's interesting, most of the Republicans are the ones that are like, calm the down, right? The Michael Steeles and the Rick Wilsons and the, you know, Stuart Stevens, I can't remember who else. But, you know, just saying, calm down, take a second. He was fantastic in North Carolina. As Jody and I said, we just saw him 3 weeks ago. He was fantastic.
And
he had a cold.
And he was good after the debate, too, with people. He was fine after the debate.
And we look like idiots if we say he had a great debate. Of course he didn't. We were, you know, among. And by the way, he said that. The vice president said that. It's not like, you know, Democrats are ridiculous spinners and liars like the Republicans. We didn't all go, oh, he was great. He won the debate. Of course not. It was a really terrible night. But, you know, can I just say there's so many fine Americans give me life on Twitter? Hold, please. Amy Siskind, yes, there was concern after the debate, but the New York Times, the bed. They were so ridiculously hysterical. I wish that newspaper would do some self-examination, but they never do. I mean, it feels to me, whether it's not just the crowd and Bunny and Clyde are having a little bit of a conflagration. Thank you.
They have been adjudicated to have a conflagration.
They are adjudicated
conflagrators.
Insurrectionists.
And they're not posthumous either.
No. All right, listen, let's just
ipso facto
celebrate what we can agree on, Mr. Buzzkill. Happy Steve Bannon goes to jail day, everyone.
Woo-hoo!
And Harry Littman will join us for the Supreme Court.
We're going to have some
decision today.
Yeah,
the last ones of the session.
In an hour.
My sphincter may never unclench. Okay, so we have General Honoré, we have Harry Littman, Legal Lad, and we have Rude Pundit, who is Rude Pundit also has been fantastic on the Twitters. He said one thing you better get your head around if you believe Biden needs to step aside from the presidential race. Kamala Harris has to be the nominee or the Democratic Party will tear apart. If you're not on board with Harris, then you're living in a fantasy world. I agree. Kimberly Johnson said, hey, white men, calling for another white man to replace Biden. Please share with us how ignoring the black female VP is a winning strategy for Democrats. You can't because your privilege is blinding you. And she also tweeted, Biden isn't dropping out. Find a new story. As I said Friday, there's one mechanism that is his choice, and if that's what it is, then we get 1,000% behind what's next. But I think it is like Gavin Newsom said Thursday night. He's like, what kind of party does that? You don't he's had our back forever. You don't just go, oh, he had a cold, I'm out, right? I mean, who are we talking about?
Whitman?
Well, Lawrence O'Donnell. Oh, he's got to do New York. We have a soft yes for New York sexy liberal. He has got to come. He is just, Oh, you said you sent that entire A block to your mom?
Yes, I did. The entire thing.
To come, American icon, Carol Burnett.
Yes.
National treasure. Calming the national treasure. Thank you, Lawrence O'Donnell. Come help me with these nervous Nelly bedwetters that surround me All right. Alan Lichtman, he's predicted pretty much every
he's been right.
Race. Yeah, correctly. I just thought, again, a lot of Heather Cox Richardson wrote a great piece. But let's 18, Chris. All right. Alan Lichtman.
All of these pundits and pollsters and analysts that you see on all the cable channels and all the networks have no track record in predicting elections. If they come on and they claim they know how this debate is going to affect the outcome of elections. They have no idea. It's sports talk radio. It may be entertaining, but it has no scientific basis.
So what is the impact, you think?
Zero.
Thank you.
Debates are not predictive of outcomes. Hillary Clinton won all three debates, still lost. John Kerry won all the debates, still lost. Barack Obama got trounced, 72 to 20% in the poll. Worse than Biden, and went on to win.
Thank you.
Yeah, and by the way, fundraising is through the roof. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm feeling a bit of a circle of the wagons and people going, you, New York Times, you, CNN, will decide. Oh, by the way, we have a major announcement. We have found this is perfect timing. Perfect timing. We found our partner for Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour.
Okay.
Grassroots Democrats HQ.
Okay.
GrassrootsDems.org. They are get out the vote. That's what they're all about, from the White House all the way down, about electing Democrats. And you know what? That's who's going to decide this. I mean, not pundits, not opinion columnists, the grassroots Democrats. And so we met her. I met her at Mark Hamill's house, and then we met her again, Tamara, at the Biden fundraiser. Everything happens for a reason. So we are, we'll be, sending out stuff as soon as we get. I think they've already started sending stuff, but that is our one sexy liberal cause. We've done Trevor Project and Planned Parenthood, and there's so many great causes and so many great groups. This one has got to be laser focused on getting out the vote, on electing Democrats, on keeping our democracy. Period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Michelangelo Signorelli, there's people I trust, Bob Seska, Kimberly Johnson, a lot of people on Twitter and Threads that kind of, because we all get scared. This is all fear-based. And I get the Kamala Harris stuff because she does experience, I think, all of the misogyny that Hillary Clinton did and a lot of the racism that Obama did, and people are scared that, America won't elect, a black lady. And so, Michelangelo said, don't fall for the trap. If Democrats listen to the New York Times and try to replace Biden, the New York Times will have a new narrative, Democrats in chaos. And then they'll have 347 stories a week about how whoever is the candidate is all focused on how inexperienced and unprepared that person is. If I have to read one more story, Kamala Harris isn't popular, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She's a very good vice president.
I think she is. Bob Seska, the call to arms. He said, okay, what are we doing here? Calling for Biden to step aside and subsequently influencing voters to support this idea, but without any numbers whatsoever indicating whether the alternative would fare better against Trump. Is it me, or does this seem like a huge knee-jerk blunder? Yes, Bob, thank you. And the polling shows that out, that nobody polls better than Biden.
Right.
Michelangelo again, if the New York Times hadn't spent so much time beating up Biden, they might actually have credibility in making a suggestion, but now they're just a joke.
Yep.
And this one I just loved. Andy tweeted, I went to work with a head cold once. Interesting enough, they didn't try to replace me. Is it cold? Out. Okay, give me one more. 19, Alan Lichtman again.
The problem right now is that the Democratic Party is considering replacing Biden, mostly because it's unclear whether or not he actually physically can carry out the rest of this campaign and put up a fight against his opponent. So that seems like a fundamentally different thing than some of the items that you have in your rubric.
It's a huge mistake. They're not doctors. They don't know whether Biden is physically capable of carrying out a second term or not. Remember, a lot of folks were saying the same thing about Ronald Reagan, who was, 73. And age was very different then. And they said, he's not capable of carrying out another term. He won 49 states. So this is all foolhardy nonsense.
Yeah. And one last one, Professor Lichtman.
The same pundits and pollsters who led us down the primrose path in 2016 are giving the Democrats horrible advice. This proves what I've been saying for years. Republicans have no principles. Democrats have no spine. Republicans are sticking with a blatant liar who lied for every 1 minute and 20 seconds of that debate. Donald Trump put out a lie. And by the way, lies stick. Debate performances can be overcome. And now the first sign of adversity, the spineless Democrats want to throw under the bus their own incumbent president. My goodness.
Yeah. Thank you, Professor Lichtman. I can't wait to get yelled at by General Honoré. He's fantastic. He's a raging Cajun, Not James Carville.
James Carville.
Okay, what is going on upstairs?
No idea.
What is happening? There's rioting happening in the House. Okay. Tristan Snell, our legal lad, whom I love. Joe Biden had one subpar debate, and the New York Times calls for him to drop out. Donald Trump got convicted of 34 felonies, and the New York Times said nothing. Thank you. And one more, Bob Seska. Biden has to step down is the easiest thing to write. Now tell us the next 500 steps to victory, pundits. So far, no one has written that up. I wonder why.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you to my heroes of, Twitter, threads, YouTube, podcasts.
If I have to hear Andrea Mitchell and Bob Woodward talk about if Biden is too old, oh my God. Bob Woodward could have told us about Trump said about COVID and kept a lot more of us alive. Now, it's just this whole, okay. I can't. Let me just, I've got a lot. Also, the Supreme Court stuff came down as we were on. And it's as horrible as we thought. The Chevron decision, we'll talk to Harry Lippman about all of it. But, while we're not looking, they're, gutting, right, the entire regulatory power. I mean, this was a giant power grab that we're just, while we're distracted by, oh, Joe Biden's too old. Should he step down? I mean, it's this whole news cycle is just going to make me, hey, well, what is it? Oh, 45 minutes, we might get the immunity decision, everybody. Woo!
It's not going to be full immunity. It won't.
I don't trust anybody or anything.
If they actually rule on it today, it won't be full immunity.
Ugh. Okay.
They're sending it back down.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes, more immunity is what they're giving Donald Trump.
Yeah, but she can start having hearings.
Yeah, that's true. We'll talk to Harry about that. Yeah, it's way above my pay grade, all this stuff, but it could be like a mini trial or something that Judge Chutkan can go ahead with. Harry also writes a piece about how because the J6 ruling didn't look good either, but he said he does not think this is going to help Trump. We'll ask him why, but anyway. All right, so lots to get to. Oh, and a new Rocky Mountain Mike-ness, which is very exciting. To counteract all your, I just feel your negativity rolling toward me. I'm just going to ignore it.
I'm just done with you insulting my intelligence.
I
need to never insulted your intelligence. You were patrocinding to me on Friday about the homeless ruling. You're like, you don't know homelessness. Why? Because I live in a nice neighborhood. People live in the park right there. I walk every day to do errands. Everyone in L.A. deals with homelessness. I don't think it's the right idea to put them in prison. I don't think you're, I'm insulting your intelligence.
No, you're,
but don't act like I'm like, oh, there, you don't know. You don't deal with homelessness.
You're sitting there for the first 15 minutes of the show insulting my intelligence.
I am not.
I'm going to keep quiet the rest of the show.
I disagree with you on certain rulings. I never insulted your intelligence. It's going to be one of those days. Jody, I feel you. I feel your stare. I understand.
I'm looking at you on this monitor.
Both of you are insulting my intelligence.
We are not. We have never insulted your intelligence. Oh. We disagree on that particular ruling. We agree on that.
We're not talking about the rulings that came down on Friday, Stephanie.
You were off air. Okay, we'll get to this after.
We're not talking
off
about
air,
that.
You've
sat here for the first 15 minutes of the show insulting my intelligence, saying that I was swayed by the New York Times.
I'm talking
article.
About how I feel about it. I'm reading people that I agree with. I'm making my case. So you make your case. You know, this is my show.
It is your show. So
the
I'm
opening
sit
segment
here
is
and shut up for the rest of the show.
I'm not asking you to shut up.
I'm going to though.
Okay. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of it's a tense Thanksgiving already, starting in July. This portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. I'm telling you, strawberry, vanilla. Chocolate. What do you like? One scoop supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. I am using it, and I'm telling you, I can getting compliments from my bike club. I'm just telling you. I did 45 miles on Saturday, and I can feel it, right? HMB, naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle. Tony Horton, P90X guy, we all know the story. Got shingles, didn't think he was going to make it, had to rebuild himself. He's now 65. He looks and feels amazing after discovering HMB. MyPowerLife.com. If you type in fitness, you save 30% and get a 90-day guarantee. MyPowerLife.com. Type in fitness or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent a disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, let's face it, life can be stressful, right? Especially in these news cycles. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. Here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm. I love this stuff. The breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, this spore probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin. That's your happy hormone. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day. For a limited time, you can save 20% on a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss the special episode with Just Thrive dropping soon. Take control today.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute.
A lot of financial chatter is focused on the stock market. Is it up? Is it down? Is it a bull market? Is it a bear market? The Dow just hit a record high. But how much should people like me and you really care about these daily updates? The answer? Not very much. Most of those daily highs and lows come from small-scale events that just don't mean that much to the broader U.S. economy. And the stock market is not the economy. For most of us, long-term growth is what really matters for retirement. Now, if you are one of the richest 10% of Americans who own 93% of all the stock, you can ignore this message. But for the rest of us, we're going to get more done by keeping an eye on our spending and savings than we are by paying attention to Wall Street. For more practical money tips, visit workmoney.org. Till next time, take good care.
The big winners are in for the Scotty Summer Contest.
Exciting. Let's listen to the calls.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tori.
You're one of our grand prize winners.
All right, man. Great to hear this morning.
We got some good news for you.
Okay.
You are one of our grand prize winners.
Really?
Yes.
Awesome. Winning is fun. Just ask Tammy from Baraboo and Tori from Kiwani.
Thank you. That's great.
Listen for future chances to text and win on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
Now, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Chris and I partially kissed and made up.
Not really.
A little bit. I am never insulting your intelligence. You have a right to feel the way you feel.
But to call me a naysaying whatever, it's
because,
like, come on.
Because I think we're all terrified. We're all terrified and we're all emotional right now. Well, that's... You called me the C word.
That was 12 years ago, Stephanie.
Well, a woman doesn't forget. Here's my point. I said it, and we all said it Thursday. He had a horrible debate. It was terrifying. So, you know, I'm not... Oh, my God. What's going on upstairs? They don't like it when mommy and daddy fight.
There are so many people out there that say, yes, I'm going to vote for Biden.
Right.
But I'm not enthusiastic about it.
Okay.
You know, there's a huge enthusiasm gap out
you
there.
You are here for 25 years because I value your opinion. Of course. I want to know what you think.
So many people were counting on him showing up on Thursday, chugging that Mountain Dew, taking the fight to Trump, because Trump is someone who needs to be fought.
I scared the dogs. I screamed at the TV. I yelled stop.
Showing up in North Carolina isn't the same thing.
I know, but... that's one day.
Yes, it is, but it was the day, and he didn't.
Okay. General Honoré, who, by the way, he also thinks we might have our first Cat 6 hurricane. He directed the Hurricane Katrina
response.
Barrel
is looking good.
Yeah. That's what he is talking about. But anyway, I just like that. I think we need him, because I'm Richard Gere, an officer and a gentleman. I'm not going to quit. I've got no place else to go.
Right.
Yeah. So he will be our Louis Gossett Jr. this morning. General Honoré.
I'm gonna quit. No. I got nowhere else to go.
General Honoré said, "Democrats, please stop pissing on yourself. It is what it is. The other guy's a lying, convicted felon awaiting another court appearance next week. The MAGA Republicans went to court with him. Get your ass off the ground and circle the wagon. Save our democracy. Help get out the vote. In a war, you lose a battle. You stay focused. You learn. You adapt. You overcome. Focus on winning the war. Stop beating your guy up and focus on the lying criminal." I'm in the mood to be yelled at. Let's go to Karen in Chicago. Hello,
I'm
Karen.
I'm not in the mood to be yelled at by listeners right now. So, Karen, talk to Stephanie. Okay. Don't talk to
me. No, I'm not.
Nobody talked to Chris
I'm not
this morning.
Yell at you. I'm not going to yell at you. Listen, Chris, I love you. I'm not going to yell at you. You were saying, Stephanie, it was troubling. And, Chris, you're right. We expected him to bring it to it. I question, why share a stage with somebody who is a convicted felon, who is an adjudicated rapist, who is an insurrectionist, who stole classified documents. I question the decision in the first place to even give him any legitimacy by sharing the stage with him, number one. But number two, it is what it is, yeah. Where we are. What has not changed for me is that Joe Biden brought us back from a pit of despair and sickness and death. Yep. And
he had our back, and I'm going to have his until he tells me otherwise. All right, Rude Pundit next on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. An audit says it's taking longer for the state of Wisconsin Crime Lab to process sexual assault evidence kits. Tests are supposed to be done in 6 months, but the Legislative Audit Bureau says it's taking closer to 9 months. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling late last week means abortions will still be available in emergencies, at least for now. The case comes from Idaho, where doctors say they're still concerned about the prospect of going to jail.
It's already hard enough to make these critical decisions in the moment. And if you're stuck on, okay, I can go down path A, but I'm not allowed to go down path B, that is very confusing for both clinicians and the patients and the shared decision making that we do.
Dr. Stella Dantas is president of the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Dane County's lakes are at the highest levels they've been in years. Lake Mendota, Lake Monona, Lake Kiganza, and Lake Wabisa have their highest water levels since 2020, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. All but Lake Kiganza are a foot over the maximum water marks the county sets each year. The Cap Times reports county officials aren't concerned. It's to be expected when we've had so much rain, and the waters would have to rise at least another foot to be considered flood stage. And the brand new Embassy Suites in downtown Madison is now open. You've likely seen the construction on Doty Street for years now. It's all part of the Judge Doyle Square redevelopment project. The hotel is super close to Monona Terrace, which city officials hope will help draw more conventions and conferences to Madison. The hotel has 262 rooms across 9 floors. City officials say there's one empty lot left in the Judge Doyle Square area. That's what they've been using for construction crews all this time. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We have thunderstorms with heavy rain possible late tonight, tomorrow, and especially tomorrow night. We're talking 1 to 2 inches or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tomorrow night. Today's looking good, though. Sunny, 74. Storms late tonight, tomorrow, with a high tomorrow near 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at lazywolflounge.com.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Jim Santel will be back to explain what happened at the Supreme Court.
And we'll talk to the Dane County Humane Society first thing in the morning.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 until 8.
The loser, in their view, was the older man
with the weaker voice, who struggles to tell the truth in a ridiculous format that he is no longer any good at, and that has nothing to do with the job of president, a format that does not test the job of president. Most of the coverage of the event encourages, actively encourages the voters to look at that as superficially as possible and focus only on what the commentators call the performance and never the policy.
Oh, yeah, Lawrence, right there. Yeah. I don't know which polls we believe or we don't. Today's YouGov-CBS poll, should Biden stay in the race? Yes, 55%, 45% no. Should Trump stay in the race? No, 54% to 46%. That says it all. Any effing questions? Yeah, was it the Philly Inquirer is the first paper
finally
that has said Trump should step down? Thank you. Gee, the convicted felon, you think?
You think?
Although, didn't they say last week that Biden should also step aside?
I don't remember.
Okay.
People have been saying that for weeks.
Right. You know what? Let's get rude.
Hey, rude. Don't say things bad. You're on Steph's show. You're not on Twitter.
Hey, back out and let Fred in.
Remember,
hey, rude.
To let him joke about farts. Then you can start.
Sending you rude pundit since Friday.
Yeah.
I've already quoted you several times, so there's really no need for you to be here. But hi.
All right. Well, I guess I can get started drinking early before the Supreme Court decision comes in.
Oh God. Oh, don't even get me started. You said, I just did the flashback to the New York Times Hillary Clinton email thing. Speaking of, like, I needed to be triggered, you said, never forget, the New York Times' breathless coverage of Hillary Clinton's emails was a huge factor in making Trump president in the first place, so they should sit the down on what Biden ought to do. I do feel like there's becoming a groundswell of F you, New York Times and CNN. We will decide, right?
Yeah. I mean, you want to know where I'm at with all this? You want to know where I'm at?
Yes, I do.
I don't care.
You've lost the will to live.
I understand both sides. I understand why people want Biden out. We were talking, but you know what? We talked about all of this in 2020. Mm-hmm. We went through all of this. We were all like, he's too old, he's too old. And we accept that he's too old.
Right.
We went through this. We said what we said. You know what?
If only there had been some coverage on that, because I wasn't sure. Are you saying Biden's old?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that was it. And anything he did got, fed into that perception, and that perception was hammered at us. And we still voted for him. And so I'm the same way. And it's like, and if Biden decides to drop out, and as I said, and thank you for reading that thread, that it's got to be Kamala Harris. Shut up with your talk of Gavin Newsom or anybody else. I mean, Elie Mystal had something about, it's got to be Harris, or you will tear the Democratic Party in half.
Yeah. Yeah, try giving black ladies the middle finger. They're loyal base.
Right.
Kimberly Johnson said it best, I thought. I support President Joe Biden. If he chooses to exit, I support his replacement. Our reaction to this is everything. We can fight and argue against ourselves and let fear take over, or we can choose to win no matter what's thrown our way. I choose democracy. I mean, it seems to me that's where we are.
Yeah. I mean, to be totally honest, the last time I can remember being like rah-rah enthusiastic about our nominee was
Obama.
Was Obama's first term.
Yep.
Obama and Clinton.
And otherwise, it's been all right, fine. Even Obama's reelection, I was like, I disagree with so many things, but fine.
But I think you're right. Like, with Trump handing him, the Spanish flu, the Great Depression, and the Civil War, essentially, I think, like someone said, Joe Biden's an old, comfortable pair of slippers, and America's feet hurt. thought, you wrote it as you do. It was very rude, but it was great. Are we really that after last night's debate? And you just said, I'll get to Biden. But the thing that needs to be hammered over and over is how much Donald Trump flat out, blatantly, willfully, unapologetically lied every time he opened his filthy mouth at the debate. He lied as if lies were out there for the grabbing. He lied as if his was made of lies and he could the truth to death. Oh, that is so rude and really the best way anyone
it's
has
like
put it.
It's like he has liabetes.
He sits on a throne of lies.
Yes. He needs to take a dose of Insulin.
He'll give everyone syphilis.
Yes.
There you go.
You summed it up best. As only you can do, you said Trump is a fraud, a disgrace, a mother of unquenchable appetites, but damn if he doesn't know that there are plenty of voters who want to hear a lie told arrogantly with braggadocio and bluster than hear the truth told quietly. We said that, right, Friday? Like, you know, loud and wrong sometimes beats. Anyway, but you just, by the way, thank you for... This was the me screaming at the TV, Chris, and throwing things and being like, oh, my God. It, just the major lies. Just the, like, just take those of the 30, 50, whatever count you're going by. You said traditional fact-checking would be, you said the U.S. spent $200 billion on Ukraine. The real number is $110 billion. But Trump was up there. You said it's straightforward, and sure, it's the kind of that can wait till after the debate. But Trump was up there accusing Biden of taking money from China. He insisted the 2020 election was fraudulent. There are big picture kind of things that deserve some slap down from the moderators. You're allowed to say, Mr. Trump, you're factually wrong when you say you won the last presidential race. You're allowed to say no one's allowed to murder a baby after it's born. That's not fact checking. That's reality affirming. And you know, as I was saying, the head of CNN had said it was at their discretion. They could have done some fact checking. There was no rule.
I mean, and how embarrassing for them, for them to have to sit there and no. I mean, it's one thing to say, all right, I don't want to argue with you about numbers. It's another thing to say, you know, no, nobody kills a baby after it's born. That's murder. And you
Nancy Pelosi didn't say January 6th was her fault. She didn't turn down the National Guard for the 111 billionth time.
Yeah. And, you know, there was something else there's so many things Trump said that got no attention because of everything that that's going on with the attention Biden got. Again, deserved. We all know he sucked. But, you know, there was this whole weird conversation where Trump said to Biden, like, you'd never fired anybody. I fired so many people. And I sat there and I thought, that's not really the flex you think it is.
Yeah, okay.
What he's really saying is that you are a crappy leader who doesn't know how to hire anybody.
And, Biden,
and by the way, how many people quit?
And Biden said 40 of your 44 cabinet secretaries are not for you and they know you best. He just didn't say it. He said it with a raspy, quiet voice. So it didn't.
And it was something like, there's been like five, a turnover of five in the White House for Biden so far. By this point in Trump's presidency, there had been 20 people who left or were fired. And then there were 17 interim people who also left or were fired.
Yeah.
I mean, it was utter chaos.
Yeah.
Nothing could run.
So no one ever accuses you of delicacy. And you said, yes, President Joe Biden did. He came across as ancient with a weakened voice, occasionally incomprehensible mumbles. So how are we? Let's get to the point. You said, I keep thinking how it plays out. Biden says he's done. If the nominee isn't Kamala Harris, it could cause a hell of a schism in the Republican Party along racial and perhaps gender lines. Yeah, I'll say. Are you kidding?
Did I say Republican?
Democratic Party. No,
okay, good. I was
no,
saying it might have been my typo. So
that was me.
Okay.
right with November coming, are you kidding me? Right over Kamala Harris? Anyway, you said, what I do know is I'll support Biden if he stays, because whether he's with it or not, his administration has done some fantastic things. I'll support whoever the nominee is, because I'm not an idiot who wants to see Trump and his idiot horde of nation destroyers go on a rampage of Christian nationalism and unhinged great greed and brainless isolationism. And you just said, what kind of stupid country would elect a convicted felon with up to three trials and at least two appeals coming up? The stupidest kind, that's who. And Trump calling Biden a criminal was absurd. Yeah, that was my. Trump was allowed to be at the debate because he's out on bail. And all of that criminality got almost no mention except for a single question, as if the moderators were ignoring those facts, including Trump's rapist. How come no one is pressuring Republicans to get the convicted felon and rapist who's out on bail to drop out? We should be constantly appalled by the idea Trump is running and he has so much support despite his crimes. And you said, frankly, that's the most degrading part of this whole race, not Biden acting his age. Thank you. It's the whole framing of all of it, the news coverage and the debate that was fucked up.
Right. I mean, you know, I frankly would love to see two energetic, truth-telling candidates out there, you know, where we're just arguing over the interpretation of reality and not one of them creating a reality for his idiot hordes to live in.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it was depressing. But, you know, the other thing that happened is I think that there's a reaction going on. And I think somebody pointed this out, that there's a reaction going on, not unlike the way that people are clinging to Trump, which is, you know what, you effed around with our candidate. And yeah, it is perked us up to say, oh, crap, we really need to make sure this gets across the finish line.
That's right, Rude. I was thinking that. The same thing this weekend. This may have the opposite effect. And it seems to, so far, to be energizing our base. You know, it's the bunker mentality. It's the, you know, circling the wagons. I mean, you said I'm going forward here with the idea that Biden is and will be the nominee. So here's my advice for September's debate. Don't respond directly to Trump. Dismiss him. Call him a liar. Then ignore him and answer the questions. Don't engage. Don't play on his field. I have a lot of doubt whether Trump will show up, obviously, you know, feeling like he won this one, right?
Right. Well, and that's the other thing is I think that, I mean, I've heard that Trump has decided to just start acting like he's inevitably going to be president and planning for the administration. And it's like, well, that's going to just, you know, make his followers go even crazier when he doesn't win.
Yeah.
He doesn't.
You know, Tristan Snell echoed who was it, what Professor Lichtman just said. He said a conservative organization studied debates and found they have zero effect on elections or voting behavior. Zero. It's a spectacle for TV ratings. Pass it on. So we'll see. I mean, I think we're still in the, you know, we'll see phase. But
And that's the other thing is like the media is learning, is going to learn, or it knows, or that that most people aren't tuned into this.
And also they ignore, like Dino Badala, speaking of, you know, because we've talked about how big a Gaza is going to be an issue on our side. He used the word Palestinian as a slur. And he's done it. And then he did it again. He said, oh, look at Biden. He's like Palestinian. Oh, look at Schumer. He's Palestinian. Schumer. Like, do you understand who's Schumer on the side of the Palestinian people in this? You know, it's not him. Yeah. And it's not the Republican Party.
Yeah, yeah, and again, they'll all go along with it, and now you're going to start hearing other Republicans start calling people Palestinians.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And
I don't even know what the hell that means, honestly.
I know.
I don't even know. I mean, obviously, it's shorthand for something in MAGA brain dead world.
Yeah, but it's clearly like for terrorist. You know, right. I mean, it's just clearly equating all Palestinians to, you know, anyway. But I just thought, you know, the bigger picture, need we say again how important the Supreme Court is in terms of voting? Robert Reich said, so far this term, SCOTUS said it's okay to bribe public officials. Homelessness is a crime. Federal agencies don't have the power to protect you from dangers like air pollution. They haven't even ruled on presidential immunity. The absurdity of this court is on full display. I mean, if you want more of this. Go ahead.
It's an attack on expertise. Because if you look at the way the decision overturning the Dobbs decision was framed, it was, oh, those doctors don't know better. The courts and voters know better. And the way that the decision that overturned Chevron that from last week came down, it's like, all these experts, we don't need those experts. It's got to be the courts. The courts can do it. Yeah. And so they just took a bunch of power for primarily unelected federal courts.
Thank you. Well, yeah, you said it best. You said in one case, the court overturned a 40-year-old decision that gave power to regulatory agencies to do their jobs. Precedent doesn't matter to these motherfuckers, as we saw in Dobbs. Everything is on the table. Everything. I mean, that's what we have to vote on, that everything is on the table now.
Yeah, they're going to go back and look at, you know, we're going to go back to, you know, Topeka, Kansas, you know, Board of Education, you know, desegregate schools. No, we don't need that.
Yeah. Didn't tweet this, but you could have. I believe it was our friend Stephen Weber. He just said, you're thirsty. There's only one saloon. You walk in. There's two glasses on the bar. One glass has sparkling water that's gone flat. The other is filled with urine, Drano crystals, and broth made from Vladimir Putin's teabag testicles. Choose. I just think it's, you know, you can't get descriptive enough at a time like this.
No. We know. And that's the other thing is, and, you know, we may not like our choices, but we know what the right choice is.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Rudeness, great rude stuff as always. I've never quoted you to you more, but there, take that, you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah,
I'm not doing it for you. So other people can hear it. Okay, love you.
I like to think it's in their daily spank bank now.
Yeah.
All right, love you. Goodbye.
Bye.
49 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick. Boy, howdy, did I need it this weekend. I tell you what.
You were all over.
Saturday is my 45-mile bike ride. And then Sunday is my hike and bike in the park with Karen. I went through a lot of Morning Kick this morning, or this weekend.
Excuse me, Karen?
Yes.
You've
met Karen.
Have I?
Yeah.
One of my best friends for 20 years. Okay.
Oh, you've met Karen.
Yes. I need to approve these
glasses.
People.
If I've met Karen, you've met Karen.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Oh, God. Roundhouse Provisions Morning Kick. It's strawberry lemonade. It is fantastic. It tastes delicious. I can hydrate, but I get a little bit of that flavor in there. And it nourishes my body, supports my gut health, boosts my energy, and helps me feel more youthful. 10 supplements in one.
Yep.
You got your ashwagandha, you got your prebiotics, your probiotics. What do you need? Stuff for your muscles, your joints, your energy.
All of it.
Yeah. Roundhouseprovisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller
to a duel.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He's the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer and the star of the newest hit show Better Human, Better Dog on Nat Geo and Disney+. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this guy knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving them to my own dogs, Bonnie and Clyde. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem younger, happier, friskier, kissier. I also like that it's not messy, easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. DrMartyPets.com/Miller.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
I'm Tiffany, founder of Harlem Pilates. When I couldn't find Pilates in my neighborhood, I started a studio from my studio apartment. Chase Inc. helped me grow from one Pilates studio to three. Because when you start small, you're going to need some big help.
With the Chase Inc. Business Cash Card, you can earn up to 5% cash back on business essentials, so your business can go from here to possible. Chase for Business. Make more of what's yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Cards issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC, subject to credit approval. Terms apply.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
The celebration of Independence Day, the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, has a rich history in Wisconsin, too. The holiday commemorates the freedom from British rule for 13 colonies. Is Wisconsin one of those original colonies? The answer coming up. Ringing cowbells and dancing. Residents in Watertown understood the importance of July 4th and held one of the earliest Independence Day celebrations in 1840. Captain Nicholas brought news of Independence Day when he docked at the end of Pearl Street in La Crosse and hosted a celebration in 1846. So now, does the 1776 Declaration of Independence from British rule include Wisconsin? No. Documents show Wisconsin was part of British territory, but so far to the west at that time, there's no impact. Wisconsin instead pushed forward to become a state in 1848. A slice of your 4th of July Wisconsin history. I'm Terry Barr.
This portion of the 70 Miller Show brought to you by the insurrection that was going on upstairs with Bonnie and Clyde. I thought perhaps I'd forgotten to put their Dr. Marty's food in.
Uh-oh.
Right? Because, I think there's a, the Supreme Court would rule they are fine to insurrect in that case.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you?
Also, the Cod Krispies are, I don't know, they're a new essential thing. And when they eat them, the sound is it's just the stuff life is made of. That's why they call them Krispies.
Yeah, because they're crispy.
Yeah. Dr. Marty knows everything delicious and nutritious for your doggies and your kitties. I'm telling you, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, everything good is in there for them. It's raw, it's freeze-dried, so all the nutrients are, and the flavor all packed in, not messy for you. Messy pouches to squeeze. And blah, blah. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. All right. Oh, this is from Rocky Mountain Mike. He's using the powers of AI for good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Watch Mr. Wizard. That's what all the kids in the neighborhood call him, because he shows them the magic and mystery of science in everyday living.
Hello, Mr. Wizard.
Hello, Donnie. Come on in. Take a look at this.
Yes, what do you have there?
You can see I have a dry cell battery, some wires, a switch, and a light bulb.
Okay.
Watch this. What happens when I close the switch and close the circuit?
The light comes on.
That's right.
I don't understand. The sun isn't shining. Are you sure this isn't rigged?
Well, Donnie, this is a battery, so we don't need the sun to shine. I think you might be thinking of solar power.
You know, an electrician came up to me, very strong electrician, tears in his eyes, and he said, sir, it's terrible what they're doing with the electricity.
No.
People will go up in the planes, but then it will get dark and they'll crash.
Let me explain again. You see, the battery...
They'll crash and they'll be in an airplane with a very powerful battery and the plane will be sinking.
No,
And they'll look over there and there will be a shark and they'll wonder, should I stay here and get electrocuted or go over to where the shark is and get eaten alive?
I don't think it works that way.
I have to tell you, I'd rather get electrocuted.
Okay, let's get back to the light bulb circuit.
Do you do any science with sharks? How about birds? There's a lot of electricity here. Where are all the dead birds?
Look, Donnie, the electricity works because of electrons.
Yes, well?
And all of matter is made up of electrons, protons, neutrons, gluons, and leptons.
All right,
but you are a moron.
Now the plane is sinking and everyone is going to get electrocuted even though the sun isn't out.
I think you should go.
Mr. Wizard?
Yes.
Watch Mr. Wizard. That's what all the kids in the neighborhood call it.
Yes, that's how the show starts, but...
Do you know what I call it? I call it grooming. Do you have an actual job? I mean, you just seem to lure children into your house to supposedly show them science.
Please leave.
Do you have any ivermectin? Maybe try some disinfectant? Maybe shine a powerful light?
Watch Mr. Wizard is presented each week at this time by the Public Affairs Department of NBC in hopes that some of you might grow up with some basic knowledge of science and have a fucking clue and not vote for an imbecile.
Thank you, Rocky Mountain, for this public service announcement. Yeah. All right, Supreme Court rulings coming down.
Oh,
Lita Led, Harry Littman, and General Russell Honoré all coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Monday for Trump immunity ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. We'll find out if Joe Biden's got SEAL Team 6 on speed dial.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. This is the Supreme Court's final day of the term, and the justices will hand down a critical decision.